Are there situations where you would not do an axillary dissection after having a positive sentinel node? The Z11 trial is closed. I'm not sure if we're ever going to know the clinical research answer to that question.
I think from a pure scientific standpoint, trying to look at it in a randomized fashion, we probably will not. Z11 ran into two issues. It was, I think, a very good concept. It ran into two issues, though, because one, they ran into difficulty with patient accrual. I think they had maybe just about half of what they wanted to accrue in that trial, but found that patients and physicians were already separating their judgments and saying, yes, I want the sentinel node done completely with the axillary dissection, or I just want the sentinel node only, and you know, don't bother me about randomization. So they found that to be a bit of a hard sell. But then they also were finding that inside both of those groups, sentinel node with the axillary dissection and then the observation group, they found that the event rates were actually lower than predicted. And so therefore, the trial, if it was to continue, would have required more patients and a longer period of time. And that's something that just wasn't going to happen. So I think, unfortunately, from that standpoint, that kind of trial concept will never happen again. I think the good thing you can come away with there is to look at and say, there's a lower event rate even when there's a sentinel node that's positive and nobody touches it with an axillary dissection afterwards. And that's probably a reflection of the adjuvant treatments, chemotherapy and hormonal therapy. Now, in the trial or in the studies that have looked at this, trying to break it down and relying on tumor size, whether there's a macro metastases or a micro metastases, there seems to be in the group that has the micro metastases, you know, under 2 millimeters or so, and even less, that the possible likelihood of additional non-sentinel nodes that are positive is very low. And certainly that seems to go down as the tumor size goes down. We've looked at this actually in B32 and reported it at San Antonio this past December and tried to come up with a model that would help us predict if we could, for patients who did not require an axillary dissection following a positive sentinel node. The overall conclusion was, no, we could not. And we looked at a whole series of items, and the things that broke out in the multivariate analysis that were predictive were actually the way the sentinel node was identified in the patient. The two groups, if the patient had the sentinel node biopsy with an axillary dissection or the sentinel node biopsy alone, we found that actually in the sentinel node only group, that those patients who had positive sentinel nodes had actually more or a higher number of positive non-sentinel nodes afterwards, and it's a factor we're still trying to struggle to explain. Other items that fell out in the multivariate analysis were tumor sizes. The tumors were larger. There were more positive non-sentinel nodes following a positive sentinel node biopsy. Tumor location, upper outer quadrant tumors, had a higher level of positive non-sentinel nodes. Things that worked in the reverse fashion were no hotspots. If the hotspot was zero, which probably was interpreted that the lymphatic channels were totally occluded and isotope and dye could not migrate to the lymph nodes, then those patients actually had a higher level of positive non-axillary sentinel nodes. So we were caught and actually came out of this not really finding a clear-cut group that you could avoid an axillary dissection in if they had a positive sentinel node until you actually started getting up to the level of possibly 8 or 9 sentinel nodes being removed. And if you had one positive sentinel node and say another 6 or 7 sentinel nodes that were negative, you were probably okay at not performing an additional axillary dissection. We didn't use and we did not collect metastatic tumor size in the lymph nodes. At that time, that was not a requirement by the College of American Pathologists or the AJCC, so that was not an item we could ask the pathologist to do. So I think, in essence, that you've got to be kind of very selective, perhaps. You know, older patients, tiny amounts of metastatic disease in the lymph nodes, you could probably walk away from doing a formal axillary dissection. But I think you have to be very selective.